RobertHalf.com. So in my home state of Pennsylvania, Republicans, again, you know, like they do all across the country, looking for gimmicks, looking for tricks, looking for ways to, well, destroy the commons, go after education, profitize, privatize, all of that stuff. But it's the smoke and mirrors. We can't raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations. Can't do that. No, in fact, they need more tax cuts. In fact, we're seeing it coming out of Donald Trump right now in the face of us as a nation having to spend billions to rebuild Houston and Florida. Still talking about more tax breaks, more tax cuts. And how do you pay for it? Well, at least in my home state of Pennsylvania, it looks like let's go after the schools. Let's go after and take whatever reserves they've got, whatever rainy day funds. Let's rob those and impose more cuts. Because to them, the only way we balance budgets is through pain, cuts through the bone, and, well, suffering. Here to talk a little bit about the latest gimmicks and what's going on, I've asked Whit Kiefer to come talk with us. He's Assistant Communications Director there with the Pennsylvania State Education Association. Whit, thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning, Rick.
So am I getting this right? Are we seeing another one of these gimmicky tricks? We're going to rob the state coffers, the school coffers? Is that what we're doing?
Well, for all your listeners who were watching the hurricane news over the weekend, the hurricane forecasting was of a slow-moving natural disaster, and what we're seeing in Harrisburg is a slow-moving man-made disaster. Now, Pennsylvania's General Assembly had a spending plan approved back during the summer.
Right.
But the Republicans in the House have balked, and they've been out of session for the last 7 weeks. They finally came back into session this morning. But they are deadlocked on how to pay for the spending they've already approved.
Yeah, they're good at spending money. It's paying for things. It's tough. I get it.
Yes. Yes. So the question now is whether there is going to be a full enacted state budget that would pay for all of the services that go to public services, including public schools. But there's a $2.2 billion hole in the state budget, and the legislature needs to come up with a way to pay for it. Now, the latest, you were talking about the gimmicks. There was a plan put forward by some Republican members of the House of Representatives here in Harrisburg that basically was a piggy bank smashing strategy. They were going to identify all these special funds, restricted funds that were set aside for specific purposes, and they were going to basically raid all those funds in an effort to pass a budget just for this year. Well, the problem with that is they proposed to draw on funds which legally they can't even access because they're statutorily set. Some examples are medical assistance and corrections and the state's contribution to the pension funds. So they overestimated how many piggy banks they had and how much they could raise by smashing those piggy banks. And the bottom line is they need to abandon the gimmicks and come up with a real solution that's reality-based.
Wow. I mean, are we really in this state, in my home state, are we really this dysfunctional? I mean, it sounds like a crack addict at a 3 a.m. binge trying to find, you know, pennies in the sofa cushions. Look, we want education. There are things that we have to have. How difficult is it to come up with the idea that, you know what, we've spent the money and they passed the spending bill, now figure out how to pay for it. And be big boys and girls and do what has to be done.
Well, it does seem like there's a different type of reality distortion zone that's hovering over the state capitol right now. But a number of state agencies and people who work in public schools have tried to explain to these legislators that you can't just go into all these restricted accounts in the state budget to achieve to make up $2.2 billion. And if the answer doesn't come within the next few days, the slow-moving man-made disaster I described is going to happen. The state treasurer, Joe Torsella, has said the state simply cannot borrow any more money. And what's going to happen is that Governor Tom Wolf, who's trying to do the best he can, will have to start freezing funds. And among those funds that could be frozen would be our K-12 public schools and appropriations to our state universities, including Pitt, Penn State, Temple, and Lincoln Universities. So the man-made disaster will be here. And every day of inaction is a day closer to repeating the fiasco we had in 2011 when former governor Tom Corbett cut nearly $1 billion out of public school funding. And so we don't want to see that scenario repeat itself.
Yeah, no one. And you talk to school superintendents across the state and school board presidents across the state. Universally, they don't want to see that as well. But you know, here's the thing, and I hate to think that this is political. I want to give Republicans credit for having some bit of ideology, but it just kind of stinks to me of political opportunism. That, you know, there's an election coming up next year. The governor, like you said, is doing the best he can. There's part of me that just thinks that this is just rank opportunism by the Republicans to make the governor look bad and to use our children and to use our state operations and institutions as leverage points and hostages in that fight.
Well, I wouldn't describe it as rank opportunism, but certainly politics plays a factor. The members of the House Republican Caucus have repeatedly said they won't support any kind of tax increase, not even a tax on the state's natural gas drillers who pay the lowest rate, effective tax rate in the nation among all the other energy producing states. They've said they won't even consider that. No other broad-based taxes in order to fund a reality-based budget. So as we inch closer to the point where the state can't borrow anymore, the scenario could be that Pennsylvania's college students and K-12 children will pay that price. And we remember what happened 6 years ago. When Governor Corbett cut funding to schools.
Yep.
School libraries closed. Class sizes were increased. Good teachers and good school support professionals lost their jobs. So in other words, you know, children were paying the price. And no one wants to see that happen again. In fact, the people of Pennsylvania made it clear in the last gubernatorial election that Governor Corbett's cuts were unacceptable. And they voted him out of office.
Yeah, voted in a guy who said he was going to pursue education funding. Let me ask you this, back to the piggy bank theory. Let's say they were able to smash all the piggy banks and take all of the money that's in reserves this year. One, would it be enough to cover the $2.1 billion structural deficit? And if we do that, next year, what gimmick will we come up with? What will we raid next year? Because understand, and I think as you've pointed out, this is a structural deficit. This just doesn't go away when you pay 1 year. It comes back next year, right?
You ask a good question, Rick. And the answer is no, that even if they were able to raid all the piggy banks they've identified, all these restricted accounts, all these special funds that are in the state budget, they would not be able to generate enough money to make up the hole in the budget. We think they've overestimated the amount of money they can gain, and we all think they've also misidentified some funds, but which are statutorily set in separate law and can't be changed and can't be cut through a general appropriations bill. So legally, they may not be able to do it. Even if they were able to raid all the piggy banks, as we've been talking about, that they've identified, it would just set us up for a bigger budget crisis in 2018. We'd be spreading insolvency, not just from the general fund of the budget, but throughout all these other special funds, which are there for a purpose and should be left alone.
No, I mean, because look, Every institution has to have a rainy day fund where things that come up unexpected. I mean, everyone's got one, you know, a little money squirreled away somewhere for just in case. And I think every institution should have that flexibility. But you know, this idea just seems kind of dumb to me. But then again, no dumber than a lot of the past schemes that we've seen.
Well, several state agencies have tried to explain that the money in these restricted funds, these special funds that are set aside in the state budget, they've already been committed to future state projects and state funding. So there's no way to simply, as we've been talking about, smashing the piggy banks without setting up a similar but greater budget crisis in 2018.
Just mind-blowing. So the last question I've got for you then, Wyth, is what do we do? What do the taxpayers do? I mean, because look, nobody wants to pay more taxes. I get that. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to see their children, you know, in 60-kid classrooms with no nurse or a librarian or supports. You know, what do we do?
Well, as we speak, there are advocates for public schools and a responsible state budget, advocates from both parties who are meeting in the Capitol Rotunda in Harrisburg, imploring the House Republicans to pass a reality-based revenue plan to fund this budget. And the key thing that we'd like all of your listeners to do right now, if they live in Pennsylvania, is to contact their state representatives and say, we want a responsible budget.
It's that simple. Call them early, call them often, but call them. Wyth, I appreciate the time. I appreciate your input, and thanks for keeping us up to date.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
Good stuff. Appreciate it. Wyth Kiever, Assistant Communications Director at the PSCA. Look, the reality is you know, we want things. We want our kids to have opportunities. We want them to get K through 12 education. We want a state system of higher education. The stuff we want, you got to pay for it. And the sane and rational amongst us say there's a way to do it without causing mass chaos, mass pain and suffering. Just mind blowing. Quick break, right back.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.